All right, all right, all right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge Shachlech from the Intlakem territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkana, BC, and I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super special show. We have our brother in the house with us, Wegedesk. How are you doing? Thank you for joining us.
Top notch, brother. I'm so happy to be here. Eagle Nation, thanks to everybody for tuning in, and thank you, God, for getting us here safe.
Absolutely, man. We have a special show coming up for you guys. We have some of my brothers from down Cali joining us, and my niece, Sensei Lily, she's going to be hopefully joining us on air too. And we have a very special lineup of music coming up for you guys. We have some Yari Gagarin, and they're Swedish. And we have a lot of old school music. We have Sammy Hagar. We have Friday Pilots Club. We have Bobby McFerrin. And we have some AC/DC, some music from Down Under. So, yeah, we're looking forward to that. And stay tuned. We're going to play our first song on the list, which is Yari Gagarin. And their song is called At the Center of All Infinity. So have a listen. Enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
Energizer.
Man.
From the universe.
Absolutely.
Love it, Chief. Good choice.
Yeah, that was a blast off into space and into the universe. And welcome back, everybody. Man. Woo! Yeah, all right. Welcome, everybody, from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Spain, from Sweden, from Finland, from Egypt, from Africa, from Ukraine, from Russia, from Japan, from China, from India, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, from all over United States and all over Canada. Thank you for joining us on our odyssey of positivity, human growth, empowerment for human rights and justice. Yeah, man. Woo.
Yes, sir. And thank you to anybody else that we forgot to mention there.
Oh, yes. A big shout out to the Philippines. We know we have a lot of listeners. And just thank you for joining us. It's always great to have good listeners and people that are willing to join us on our great adventure and our life.
100%, Chief. Thank you so much for saying thank you.
Yes, absolutely. And we'd love to get our show started right and on the right track. And we'd love to ask our brother Wegedesk to please and thank you lead us through some deep breaths.
Absolutely. All right, guys, let's get ready for three positive deep breaths. Let's relax our body, relax our jaw, our shoulders. Try to really bring in the beauty and health. Whatever makes you happy, breathe that in. And as you exhale, just let everything go, like somebody dumped a bucket of cold water on your head and all that water is just washing away any stress. All right, let's go. 3, 2, 1, all the way in through the nose. Super good. And a nice big sigh on the way out. Here we go. Nice. And one more all the way in. Beautiful, man. Yeah, letting that stress go and bringing that good energy inside you. Our bodies could never be happier than full of air and releasing all the stress.
Beautiful. So wonderful and awesome. As usual, thank you so much. It's just so wonderful to get that beautiful air inside us and get us all fired up and going for our subject, which our subject is going to be on generosity. And we'd love to hear from you on generosity.
Awesome. Generosity. What a great topic, Chief, because in my life, my beautiful, smart, and amazing mother, Susan, raised me to be a giver. Look after your community. You want to be a leader, you got to look after people. You got to be very generous with yourself. Don't be selfish, very generous. And, you know, I spent many, many years, decades of my life looking out for other people, being very generous. And as I've gotten older, I've learned that being generous is, you have to be very responsible with your generosity. You can't just give your money or you just give it freely. And, you know, perhaps you can give it freely, but then you got to make sure you're giving it in the right places. Mm-hmm. And the difficult part about being generous is making sure that we're not enabling others. Mm-hmm. Because usually if people need something, you know, and we want to help them, first in our mind, we have to make them a victim who can't help themselves. Oh, the poor person, they can't do it themselves. I'm going to help them. And I don't think that's true. I think everybody can do it themselves. And in fact, we actually have to do it ourselves eventually. So a little help can be okay. But if you find that you help somebody and they aren't appreciative of it, they don't use that assistance to help themselves along the way to build the momentum. You know, we don't want to enable people when we're generous. Mm-hmm. And so undeniably, generosity is a cornerstone and a foundation of being a good, healthy person. Mm-hmm. Because we have to look after our community. There's just, you won't get very far by yourself being selfish, stealing, lying, cheating to get ahead, right? We have to be very considerate of others. We have to understand that this entire realm, world, life experience that we're in is what some people call a biofeedback loop. So it's biological. The whole thing is living, and whatever we put out into the world comes back to us. Mm-hmm. Also, some people call that the golden rule. Do unto others as you'd have others do unto you. So definitely we want to be generous, because if we're generous to the world, we're guaranteeing that the world's going to be generous to us. But what happens if we're generous in the wrong place? Then maybe the world will be generous in the wrong place with us. Maybe somebody gives me some drugs and now I'm hooked on drugs. It was a gift, very generous, but it could be a bad thing. So we want to make sure that the people that we're giving to aren't doing drugs, right? Making sure that if they're asking us for help, you know, money is kind of the last thing you want to give somebody. You really want to, if anybody ever asks you for assistance, asks you for your time, asks you for your knowledge, give freely and generously. But if somebody's asking you for straight money, I highly encourage everybody to reconsider that and say, hey, why don't you have the money? Are you doing XYZ? Are you fasting? Are you doing your spiritual practices? Are you getting your exercise? Are you doing all these things that have helped me build money in my life? And a lot of times people will just point the finger at money and say, oh, I need something, so I need money. I'm not having a good time, I need money. And money, again, is that very baseline frequency where it's all the other things that we do to make our money that then can allow us to be generous and happy and healthy and real good givers in our world. So that's what I have to say about generosity, Chief. How about you? What are you saying?
Well, I was very inspired because, you know, as I was telling you, I do listen to your podcast and all your wonderful information that you give.
Thank you, bro. Yeah,
all your talk and just your appreciation to life, to the world, to the sun, to the water and nature. You know, when you're acknowledging all of that, you're being generous with your acknowledgement of appreciation for all this wonderful stuff in the world that just comes to us freely. And it's just so special and awesome that we're able to do that. And it reminded me of the cicada. The cicada wins the prize on generosity.
What's the cicada? Tell us about the cicada.
Well, the cicada lives underground. And some of them live underground for 17 years. And they live off of the roots of the trees. And I thought, okay, well, maybe they're going to damage trees, but no, they don't. They don't affect any trees at all. They eat so little roots, and it takes so long for them to process and digest. It actually helps the trees.
Wow, okay, cool.
So it's just an amazing insect that really has me mesmerized and just fascinated with them and just showed me a lot of appreciation to nature.
Amazing.
So it's just one of those special things that I always think about and wonder about and really appreciate nature for all that it gives us, and even the animals that are out there and around us and improve the world without us even knowing it.
Yeah,
it's just something that really special, and I get to think about a lot and wonder and share with everybody, and it's just amazing things. So we're gonna get going with our show. Thank you for all your wisdom
and
just all the great words. It's always awesome and special when you come and make it in and share with us.
My pleasure, bro. And for those of you listening who don't know, the podcast that Chief referenced is my YouTube channel, Wega Paul. Wega, second word, Paul. Wega Paul. Have a listen. Lots of good videos on there. And we're always spreading the love, left, right, and center.
Okay, up next, we're going to be playing the a song chosen by Mbubi Ishkan from California. And he's also a descendant of the Ntlakemch peoples. And he chose Sammy Hagar, I Can't Drive 55. And we're going to be welcoming him and Klukluk Pachen and also Sensei Lily. Also, her name is Kokwilko. And stay tuned. Enjoy Sammy Hagar, I Can't Drive 55. Let's go.
Well, this thing is running great. It's just running great. It's so smooth into the curves. And what'd you do, Claudio?
Yeah, I adjust the cast and camber and correct the tire pressure.
Oh, what a difference. Look out, Jack. Hey, get out of here. I'm driving it home. Oh, come on, I'm gone. Right. I'm gone. I'm out of here.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the show.
We got Nbubi Ishkin on the line with us. Welcome back, everybody. Nbubi Ishkin, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Just laying here, resting.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was an awesome show, awesome tune you picked from Sammy Hagar. We're going to also merge with Gluck Gluck Bachen. Let's see if we can do this. It's We'll have to do it in a little bit. I'll see if we can do that later. Anyways, yeah, it's always great to have you guys on the line. I remember last time we had a little bit of technical difficulties with echoes and could barely hear you, but you're sounding very clear now.
Yeah, I think last time it was because I was on my earphones, that's why.
Ah, yeah. Okay, well, we have a show today, and our show is, our subject is on generosity, and we'd love to hear your words on that, and why you chose your song.
My son, I can't remember what I chose.
It was Sammy Hagar, I Can't Drive 55. I don't think any of us can.
Yeah, that's a good pick if you ask me.
Yeah. There's just too many people on the road now that forgot how to drive nowadays. Just everybody, after the pandemic happened, like, people come back and they just don't know how to drive anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so... Say that again?
Yeah, we can't go 55 anymore.
Yeah.
More like 25.
Especially down LA and all the traffic down there.
Oh, yeah. It's just getting worse and worse now.
Mm. Yeah, so our subject is on generosity, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Oh, yeah. Well, nowadays people take generosity, let's see, too far now. Like, they take it for granted now.
Mm.
Well, like, generosity isn't what it used to be anymore. Like, people just take too much advantage of people's generosity, you know? Like, it's hard to do it nowadays because you just don't know how they're gonna take it. Mm. There's some people I was friends with, and they just took it too far, and then they all of a sudden acted like they deserve what I was helping them out with, you mm. know? Like, it's hard nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's more like, give it to me because now you owe me. It's like they're taking it too far now.
Mm.
You know, you can only be so generous now because it's just like now people act like they are owed nowadays. It's, I don't know, the world's just going upside down.
Mm. Yeah, it's for sure that's the way things seem to be going. I think it's our responsibility to just be more appreciative, especially to, like, nature. You know, nature gives us so much. It gives us, you know, air to breathe, water, life, so much resources, without even any question. And that's something that we should all take from the animals, because, you know, they're out there and they're surviving, living. They don't take more than they need. They just take enough. And that's a big thing that we should learn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, yeah, very, very intuitive words. And I'm sure you... enjoy listening to the program, and it's always good to hear, get feedback from our listeners from all over the world, and even some of our family. And it's just very generous of you to share your time, come on our program, share your songs, and just gukstemch to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Thanks for making it an international show today.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Got to be that way.
Yeah.
You got to be generous with your time as well, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so, we're going to continue on with our program and just stay on the line with us. And we're going to hook up with some more brothers and hopefully our little niece too.